Hi, you're watching Proactive. I'm chatting now to Wayne Coburn. He's the president of Pathway Health. Wayne, good to have you with us today.
Good to be here. Thanks, Stephen.
So, Wayne, we're chatting about the pending listing of Pathway on the TSX Venture Exchange. But before we get to that, why not take us through who Pathway is and what you do?
Sure, be happy to. Pathway Health, we're one of the largest providers of chronic pain management services in Canada. We currently operate in four provinces across Canada and with plans to expand basically to all regions. We're also the largest provider of medical cannabis services in the country. We don't do any rec, it's all medical. And finally, we're probably one of the strongest partners with the Canadian pharmacy companies with regard to medical cannabis and the cannabis health products that are pending the next round of changes to the Cannabis Act.
How do your growth plans tie in with your pending listing on the TSX Venture Exchange, Wayne?
At this point, there's not really going to be any changes to our growth plans or to what we already have in place. We made the decision to go public about a year or so ago. We've done five acquisitions in 2 years, and when you're a public company, it makes it easier to do these types of transactions if you've got public shares. It provides liquidity to the seller, potential liquidity rather, to the seller. It's just much easier to do. So this has been in the works now for almost a year.
And can you take us through the mechanics of the listing? Because it is a reverse takeover, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah. So we identified what's called a capital pool company or a CPC. These are most of your financial watchers will be familiar with it, but these are shells that are created through a program through the Toronto Venture Exchange, whereby they raise some initial seed capital with about 200 investors, and then they've got 24 months essentially to find a target which to acquire or merge with. And so we talked to a number of them, and this one had just the right balance of the amount of capital that was in the company. We didn't require a lot. The sort of profile of who the shareholders were, the brokers that put it together. So we made that decision, and the formal process of actually filing with the exchange began about 3 months ago. It was a 3 month process to get approved.
What is the appeal, do you think, of Pathway Health to investors once you are trading on the TSX?
I think the appeal is that we cross a couple of different industries. In some ways, we do cross over, obviously, into the cannabis sector. It's, as I said, it has nothing to do with recreational. It's strictly medical. And I think the fact that we're the largest provider of these medical services in the country, we've set the bar. So I think that that's probably one good reason. I think one of the bigger reasons, though, is that we've got the next round of changes coming up with the Cannabis Act. The Cannabis Act was put together about 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago, and there's been a couple of amendments to it. And the next round of changes are expected to revolve almost entirely around medical, which is exactly where we're situated. And one of the changes that is expected is that they're going to loosen up a little bit on the regulation or the deregulation of CBD products, anything without THC, if you will, the psychoactive component of cannabis. So more on the anti-inflammatory and the medical side, and make these products available through the pharmacies, through retail pharmacies right across Canada. And as I mentioned earlier, we're the largest partner in the country in dealing with the pharmacies and helping them to prepare for this. And what makes this really interesting is that I've had this discussion before, is that when you walk through a pharmacy towards the back counter, you can see what experts they are in terms of retailing. You're going to wind up spending what's in your wallet before you even make it back there to get your extra strength Tylenol. But this is a brand new consumer packaged goods category for them. They have no experience in it. And so the fact that we're strictly medical, that we've got more experience out there really than anyone else, and that we're agnostic. We don't represent one producer. We represent them all. So we can help these pharmacies not only determine what products they should carry and could carry, but maybe even help them with some of the branding strategy as well too. So I really think that puts us into a unique position for investors.
And that's one pillar of the business. I mean, you also have nine specialized clinics across four provinces in the country. What sort of growth are you looking at in the future, both for the pharmacies, but also for growing your clinics?
We expect to take the number of clinics that we have up to, and I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere around 15. It's going to be more location specific, really targeted. One of the conditions of our agreements with the pharmacies is that if they're going to refer chronic pain patients to us, to the more traditional, exclude medical cannabis, but more traditional, is that we should have a clinic, a physical clinic in each major city center across the country. So as I mentioned, we're in four provinces, but we're going to be looking to expand into British Columbia and Alberta, and then we may do one or two regional clinics down east. We might have a couple more in Ontario just because of the population base. So by the time you add it up, we're probably looking at around 15 or so clinics. So we expect to be doing that over the next 12 to 18 months.
And maybe before we wrap, looking at the size of the market that you're targeting in Canada, I mean, how big is the chronic pain market in Canada?
The chronic pain market in Canada, like it is everywhere else, is enormous. All you have to do is look at the statistics. 1 in 5 people have it. When you look at the costs that are associated with chronic pain, it costs more than heart, cancer, diabetes combined. I mean, it's enormous. And there is a real lack of specialists out there dealing with it. So there's such a high demand, but there's very little in terms of the supply. So we think that the growth potential for the pain management clinics is actually quite strong.
Wayne, it looks like a very exciting time for the company, also for potential investors. Thank you very much for chatting to us today. I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Pleasure to be here.